From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. Juneau's Lemon Creek Correctional Center is preparing for another round of testing for COVID-19. 11 staff members have tested positive at the facility since April. The most recent case was discovered after the State Department of Corrections tested the majority of staff and inmates 2 weeks ago. The department will now complete another phase upon recommendation from the Department of Health. Chief Medical Officer for Corrections Dr. Robert Lawrence says this will actually be the facility's third round of testing since the outbreak began.
And each time, you know, we expect to find fewer and fewer cases, but we keep going through those rounds until there are no cases within the group of people that we are testing.
When the first case was discovered in April, health officials tested close contacts of the infected staff members. After more cases turned up in early May, they decided to test everyone in the facility, but only one person, another staff member, came back positive. Lawrence says the outbreak will be considered contained once the facility goes 28 days without any new cases. That doesn't mean they will test everyone continuously for a month. Instead, they'll continue monitoring infected individuals in isolation and any of their close contacts in quarantine.
So the testing is really just a quick spot check-in time that tells us what's going on that day, but we don't let our guard down, you know, when it comes to the remainder of that time period.
No inmates have tested positive at the Juneau facility. According to a department spokesperson, 44 of the roughly 200 inmates there declined testing. Lawrence says inmates have the right to decline medical tests and treatment for whatever reason. He says inmates are not charged for tests, which are sent to a state lab. It takes between 1 and 2 days for results to come back. Sitka has its second confirmed case of COVID-19. According to press releases from Search and the city's Unified Command Center on Monday, the patient was tested for the coronavirus as part of the routine admitting procedure at Mount Edgecombe Medical Center. The patient was immediately isolated and is quarantining at home. The patient has no other symptoms of the illness. Mount Edgecombe is working with the state to investigate the source of the virus and notify anyone who may have come into contact with the patient. Details about the patient's age and gender have not been released yet. The information about the new Sitka case will not likely be included in the state's official count until Tuesday. That is today. This is the second person in Sitka to test positive for the coronavirus. The first case, confirmed on April 25th, was a resident of Sitka long-term care. The patient, a man in his 60s, was isolated at Mount Edgecombe Medical Center and subsequently found to be free of the virus. He was later released and sent home. There are currently 409 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the state and 15 non-resident cases. And at a special meeting on Thursday, the Juneau Assembly is expected to pass a measure to give licensed childcare providers cash to help help them open and stay open throughout the end of the year. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
Before the pandemic, city officials identified a lack of affordable childcare as a key hurdle, keeping new parents from working and generally gumming up the economy. When COVID-19 health mandates ramped up in March, child care centers with long wait lists shut down. Now, with health mandates being relaxed, daycares have been reopening with new practices to reduce the risk of spreading the coronavirus, including reduced capacity, which isn't really financially viable for most of these businesses.
Child care facilities are already operating on a really small margin, so that creates a pretty big need for financial assistance. If they're not going to be operating at full capacity, they need financial assistance to cover the enrollment shortages.
That's Laura Martinson, a member of the city's Economic Stabilization Task Force. She researched childcare in Juneau and helped develop the grant program. The Juneau Assembly plans to vote on an emergency measure to let money start flowing in June. It would commit a little over $1 million of federal CARES Act relief money. The program would initially give licensed childcare providers roughly half of what they'd get in tuition if they were at capacity, up to $500 per child a month. In September, the subsidy would change to $250 per full-time child that's actually enrolled. It would end with the calendar year. Before the pandemic, city officials were discussing a stipend program to increase childcare capacity and make it more affordable. Funding for that non-emergency childcare program is in the city's proposed budget, but the pandemic filled that budget with uncertainties. City Manager Rory Watt has been urging assembly members to fund it sustainably, that is, by raising taxes or cutting other operating expenses. Little Eagles in Raven's Nest, or LEARN, is one childcare center that reopened earlier this month with a lot of changes.
So no parents in the building. We were calling it curbside pickup and drop off for children.
That's Administrator Jamie Shanley. LEARN just got licensed in February, and its enrollment was filling up. When it reopened, she says she lost about 30% of the enrollment for a variety of reasons.
Some of them are laid off, and so they can't afford childcare anymore. Some of them are still working from home, so they don't need childcare right now. And some, I think, are just uneasy about getting their children cared for in a setting like this.
And they've got new expenses and work duties, like more frequent janitorial services, daily health screenings, sanitizing toys, and wearing protective gear. Much of why LEARN can operate right now is because it's financially backed by the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. It's run more like a government service than a business. But Shanley says the city's grant program will help LEARN and other childcare providers weather the uncertainty and avoid layoffs and closures.
What I'm excited about is just the recognition from the city on the importance of this industry and how it's really the backbone of an economy and a successful working class of people. Is you have to have stable childcare and quality childcare.
Shanley says it's been a long time coming. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
It's springtime, and you're stuck in your living room all day working from home. Sounds like a great time to go for a bike ride, right? Wrong, unless you already have one in your garage. Nat Hertz with Alaska Public Media reports on how the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a rush on bicycles across the state.
This morning, I called a handful of Alaska bike shops to ask if they could talk about how things have been going over the past few months. Here was one response.
I'd love to, but we're really, really all busy right now, if that kind of answers your question.
Over at the bike shop, manager Nicholas Carman had a little more time to chat, although the situation there is similar.
We're just seeing a massive demand for new bicycles.
Carman says sales are about twice normal levels, mirroring a national trend. So are requests for repairs, enough that the shop has had to turn people down for the first time in its 55 years in business. Now it's contending with a huge shortage in bikes to sell. This is becoming a national problem because the coronavirus disrupted the bicycle supply chain in Asia.
So the least expensive bikes disappeared first, and then quickly after that, $700 bikes, $900 bikes. And I think at every step of the way, we all thought that it wouldn't just continue to climb up the chain, but in fact, it's basically just every bike that we could get from the brands that we work with are disappearing.
It's like toilet paper, like it's just gone nationwide.
Joel Booth owns Goldstream Sports in Fairbanks. He's reporting the exact same kind of thing. People were going stir crazy in the winter, then had to stay away from people as the coronavirus initially spread through Alaska. And while many people needed their $1,200 federal relief checks for basic necessities, some used them for bikes. Booth has a range of mountain bikes left, but very few road bikes and no hybrids at all. As far as when things will get better?
Next season. Right now, if I put in orders for bikes, it's October or November before I'll see most of anything.
In the meantime, bike advocates are thinking about how they can make the most of the pandemic cycling boom, and they're also just stoked.
It's so cool. It's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Chelsea Wardwaller is board president of Bike Anchorage. The group sent a letter this month to Mayor Ethan Berkowitz pointing out how increasingly busy trails and sidewalks are making it harder to stay socially distant. And they note that with fewer people commuting to work in their cars, there are fewer of them on the road. The group is suggesting dedicating a bikes-only lane in busy avenues like A Street or C Street, as well as restricting traffic in a few smaller streets to allow more recreational opportunities there. Dev Barrera is Bike Anchorage's director.
There's a lot of demand. There's going to have to be supply by the government. So creating other spaces for cyclists, it's going to have to happen.
If you want to get out, but you're still stuck without a bike, shop owners say you can look for a used one, but because of those laws of supply and demand, you'll probably end up paying a little bit more than you would have before the pandemic. In Anchorage, I'm Matt Hers.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation has confirmed a third case of coronavirus in an unnamed village resident, days after Governor Mike Dunleavy lifted many restrictions to slow the spread of the virus. The health corporation says the person was in Bethel when the hospital was tested them positive for the coronavirus. Spokesperson Mitchell Forbes couldn't say whether the person was traveling outside the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta before they came into town. This is KTOO News.